That's Marty Stewart on the Pig 103.9, MyPigRadio.com, and the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got a new friend guest from the community. He's not really new to the community, but he's first time being in here on the radio with us. John, excuse me, what am I doing wrong?
Do you have his button on?
Well, I don't have his button on. Thank you. John.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, thanks. For A&M Texture Canada, the communications director. Did I get that right?
Yeah, close
okay.
enough.
Yeah, okay. He's one of those people that's got several hats and does several things.
Right, but the amazing
communications
people.
Communications director. It's a big encompassing thing. As we talked about on the Facebook, former communication director, now Texture Canada, Texas Mayor Bob Brueggemann was in that job a few years back. It's been a while.
No name dropping.
Well, you know, I remember getting, news releases and press releases from Bob back in the day, and now John is doing it. But good to have you on the program. You told us that you are a native from here. You're a Hawk. You graduated from Pleasant Grove. Yep. You went to school at Ouachita, and then what was the other?
Arkansas State,
and you moved back to town. You worked at Texas High mm-hmm. for about 5 years as the
academic advisor.
Right, and then you've been working for about 5 years at A&M Texture Canada.
That's right.
At your current position. So it's great to have you in here. And Anna, you're the one that brought him in.
Well, I saw that the Greater Texture Canada Young Professionals did a really neat networking night where they were making sure that their peers and anybody in the community could get a good headshot and the importance of having a digital presence that is marketable. And so I saw a link, and it went, I think, probably to your website that mm-hmm. said how to get your image looking even better than you wanted it. And I just think it was a conversation that needs to be had on what's important to have in your digital presence. And if you would like to pick it up from there.
Yeah, so how do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
what are your suggestions?
We talked about earlier, on the live stream, everyone has a digital presence, and you've got to kind of take care of what's on it. It never goes away. So like I said, we started with students at Texas High, trying to make them understand that what you put online doesn't go away, and it could be seen. They don't necessarily need a professional headshot, but they need to be careful what they're putting out there, because there are college coaches, I promise you, mm-hmm. that will walk away from a talented student athlete because of something they put on their social mm-hmm. channels.
And they may have been just being smart, and that wasn't sincerely who they were.
Being silly in the moment, they don't normally act that way or do those things, but a coach sees it, and someone who doesn't really know them, their first impression, your parents always told you is the most important.
And that also goes for people that are out there in the job market.
Absolutely.
That HR person or whoever's doing the hiring, they're looking at your social media.
They're going to look. I worked for Dillard's for a number of years in management, and I did all the hiring and firing, basically.
You've had a varied career.
All seven stores. Yeah. But, at that time, there was not really any way you had to sort of weed out. Now, I had rules. I would ask the people that took the applications to come find me if somebody stood out. If you get somebody that comes in here to just fill out an application and they're wearing a suit, or they're wearing a nice pantsuit or a nice dress, or they've dressed up, they've got a resume with them, find me and call me and I'll come talk to them immediately. And sort of the flip side to that is, I'll look at everybody's applications, but if you've got two guys that come in together just kind of messing around, kind of not being serious, wearing a ball cap, chewing gum, wearing shorts, I kind of need to know about those two, because they're probably not going to get a phone call if I've got better applicants. So even then, that was back in the early and mid 2000s. Mm-hmm. Your appearance mattered. There wasn't a digital presence, but I promise you, if I were in that position right now, the first place I would go would be online to see who these people are, because that's how you can find out a lot. So,
Your suggestions for somewhere, maybe if your LinkedIn isn't freshened up, that's a good place. If you're looking for a professional job, mm-hmm. make sure your LinkedIn is polished up and not backdated to 2001 was the last time you updated it.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to one of our daughters yesterday, and she's not looking for a job. And we were talking about headshots and just horsing around. And she said, "Well, I've never had. You haven't taken mine." I said, "Well, yeah, let's take it." She says, well, I'm not looking for a job. I said, well, no, I understand that. But, yeah, it didn't hurt to have a good one. Now, she's got one that was taken when she graduated from college a couple of years ago. So it's perfectly fine for what she had, what she's doing. But, yeah, you need to have something out there that's, you know, particularly on LinkedIn. Yeah. That's where the HR people seem to tend to go. It's more of a professional level connection or platform. So it's... You know, if you're going to freshen one up, do that. And you know, Twitter and Facebook, just try not to put anything on there that's going to make you look bad.
Yeah.
Really?
And what's your email accounts?
Yeah, please do that.
That's it, too.
Those are shocking.
With students, it was like you can't send an email to a university with this.
With that naughty one. Nope.
Or no. And even just if you think it's funny, it may be funny and cute, but... The people that are getting that email don't know who that is.
Yeah, right. Sometimes what's funny to you is it doesn't hit home.
It doesn't make sense.
No, yeah. All right, if it's an HR director, they could see that and be turned off before they even hear or meet you at all.
All right, we'll talk more with John coming up on the Pig. That's Garth and the American Honky Tonk Bar Association on the Pig at 1039mypigradio.com. As we head into the weekend, this would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be your continued sponsor with our continued talk with our new friend here, our guest from the community, John from Texas A&M University, Texarkana Communications Coordinator, Director, and a lot more out there at the university, the Eagles. And as we mentioned on Facebook, the university it just seems to be growing by leaps and bounds every year, more people living in the residence hall, more sports activities that brings people to come here, and so it's a great thing for our area.
Yeah, we obviously love having students come in from all over. We've got a, as I understand it, one of our bigger groups of incoming freshmen from this region that we've ever had, and I think the numbers for the fall are looking very, very good again. I haven't talked with anyone in a few days about it, but the enrollment numbers for the fall are looking very good.
I think they've just about met their goal. I was at a Kiwanis meeting. They were
We're there, and there's a you know, not everybody comes in at the same time. There's a pretty sizable, or I say sizable, you know, several dozen international students, and they don't normally necessarily hit the books. They don't go through quite the same orientation process and recruiting process that another department handles that. So, you know, in addition to what we've already got and what we know is coming, we know there's a good portion of international students who will add to that number.
And you got two new sports programs starting this fall. What
volleyball,
are they?
Volleyball, women's volleyball, which is exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of people excited about that.
And that's good.
You know, men's and women's cross country, which is
nice.
Really big in this part of the world. Volleyball is too, so it's going to be great. And you know, we're excited because those athletes are. You know, volleyball starts pretty early. I think they've got their first matches, maybe third or fourth week in August.
Wow.
So volleyball will hit campus, I think, August 1st. We'll have student athletes on campus here in just a few weeks. It's an exciting time. Soccer will be in around that same time. I think cross country starts around then too. So we'll get a lot of new faces. We've got great new coaches, and it's fantastic because these sports bring students to the area, and we're finding that many of them really, really like it here. They're coming from all over the country, all over the world, and a lot of them are putting down roots. We've got the last couple of years it's so much fun to see these. You make connections with a lot of them, particularly in my job. I'm around. I'm all over the university, so I know these. I call them kids, but I know these students pretty well. And then you see they're getting married, and they've bought a house in town, and they've you know, they're coaching a little league team, and it's neat to see that aspect of them coming into the community, putting down roots, and being, you know, productive citizens. They're church leaders and on school boards, and it's fun. It's really neat to see.
Yeah, very rewarding.
Kind of becoming what I call a college town.
Yeah.
Which that is important because they do what you say. They come here, they graduate, and then some of them stay.
Yes.
And do what you're talking about, grow roots, help the community. So it's just a win-win. Kind of flipping back real quick to the headshots. You were talking about, you know, when you have like job fairs on campus or things like that, you do headshots courtesy for them, right?
We do. We've been working, or I've been working with the career development office the last couple of years. We do two or three maybe major specific John Ferris is one that's just for education, and there may be one that's just for finance or just for engineering, where they bring in companies that are specific to those particular fields. But we also have a couple of all-field career fairs. And yeah, we set up in this little conference room right next to the big conference room, and I set up in there with a backdrop. And, you know, the career development folks, they make the students dress appropriately for the career fair. They don't want them coming in there wearing tank tops and cutoffs or you know, just coming straight out of the weight room or out of the, you know, been working out in the gym. While we've got them dressed up, we say, hey, just step in here. Let me snap a quick headshot of you. And we bring in a backdrop and a light, and just it takes, you know, literally 15 seconds to take their photo. And within a few days, they can go online and we fix it where they can just go grab them for free. So
that's great.
What a good service.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. Get them when they're dressed to impress or whatever and do that. All right. Hang around. John, we'll kind of wrap this up and we'll get you and Anna to play a game.
Oh, good.
Because we play games on the radio station. And more of the best of most country is coming up next as we roll through what's going to be another disgustingly hot day. About 103 is the forecast high for today. You know where I'm going to be?
Inside
on the couch. Well, we call it the best in most country for a reason. 103.9 mypickradio.com. Don't forget, Anna says there's a huge deal going on at Central Mall today. Yep. It begins
at 9.
In just a few minutes.
Yeah, so it's from 9 to 3, senior summer ball at the mall. And you're going to meet vendors, there's games, prizes, lunch. And
Farmers Bank and Trust is going to give a lunch.
Right.
Well, I just want to throw that in there.
Bingo every hour. Come out, have fun, learn more about what's available in our community, planning for your future, caregivers.
Health checks will be underway, and just a fun time. It's going to be indoors where it's cool in the mall. It's going to be on that east end down there by Penny's,
she
told us.
Yeah.
And the Area Agency on Aging, one of our favorite friends, are going to be there. So, you know, if you're 60 or above, or whatever you consider to be senior, go on out there and have a good time today and enjoy it. They'll have games and food, and it'll be a great time. 9 until 3 today at Central Mall. What do they call it again?
Senior Summer Ball at the Mall.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we have got John, the Communications Director and more from Texas A&M University of Texarkana, in here with us, and he's been talking about, different things, including the growth at the university, which is obvious, and also talking about headshots and your image, helping you to get your image out there. So if you're going to go to, if you're going to go and take the time to go to a university like the University of Texas A&M Texarkana and get the degree and go through the challenge of that, and your parents are paying for it probably, you want to have a good image to get your professional image out there to make it a success after you finish with your college education, and they do that, and then we'll do that. Before we play this game real quickly, I don't know that we really got into it much on the radio like we did on the Facebook, but you do provide this service on the side there
for
businesses like banks or other businesses. If they want you to come out and take their professional shots, you'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've worked with banks, and we haven't done it here, but in Arkansas, when I was there for a few years, I worked with a couple of banks. We'd come out and go to all the branches, it's not a per person thing. It's just, they pay me a flat fee for like an hourly rate or what I would shoot for, charge normally. And we just do all the headshots. And then if somebody just wants, if you're just an individual who needs one, pretty quickly, I can do that as well. And it's fairly inexpensive just for one person.
How do we catch up with you?
Yeah, you can catch me on bunchphoto.com.
Okay.
Company's name is actually J Bunch Photography. So you can find Bunch Photo or J Bunch Photography on Facebook, and we're at Bunch Photo on Twitter, and just you can holler at me any number of ways. The website, there's a contact button. They can
catch up with
me, an email.
Don't be shy.
It'd be good for you or good for your business.
Yes.
Yep. Do that, and he'll come on out and take care of that, and it won't be that bad on you.
No, and he'll do the right angles.
Really,
that's my thing. Yeah, don't get the wrong angle.
She's all about the angles, and he knows what you're talking about.
Right.
So let's play a game real quick. The game that came up today is called Spy the Lie. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a quote, and then four or five choices, and you pick who said it. Okay.
All right.
Or you pick what the right answer is. Okay. It may not be a quote, but it'll be something.
All right.
All of the following movies open in theaters this weekend, except for one. You Spy the Lie, The Road to Galena, Cosplay Universe, Happy Birthday, Plenty of Pigs, Both Sides of the Blade. All of those are real movies, believe it or not, except for one. Which one's the fake?
I'm going to go with Plenty of Pigs, just by the way you said it.
Really? Yeah. You didn't like how I said happy birthday?
No, that was too
what
fake.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm not very tuned in to this kind of stuff. We went to watch Top Gun last week. It's the first movie I've been to in about 15 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh wow.
Well, just go with Plenty of Pigs, we'll like Anna, and you're right. We like any movie about pigs, but it's not real. All of the following are titles of episodes of Friends, except for one.
All right.
Okay, here we go. The one with the giant poking device, the one with George Stephanopoulos, the one with the East German laundry detergent, the one with the lemon wedge, and the one with the butt, as in B-U-T-T.
Oh, I hope you're good at Friends, because I'm not. Kelly would know this.
I like Friends, and I wouldn't even know this.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the one with the butt.
Okay. What are you going to go with, Anna?
The poking device.
Well, unfortunately, it was the lemon wedge.
Oh.
It was not real. The rest of them were.
Well, those all sounded weird.
And finally, all of the following are real names of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Okay.
Except for one, Spy the Lie. Netflix and Chilled.
Mm-hmm.
Dublin Mudslide.
Mm-hmm.
A Mother's Reward. Mm. Brewed to Matter. And Everything But the... Which one's not real?
I'm pretty sure.
Go with the Mother's Reward.
Yeah, that's the one. I know that Mudslide's real.
You think Everything But the is a ice cream?
It is.
It's possible.
Yeah, it is. You're right. So y'all got it right. Y'all did pretty good there. You got 2 out of 3 right, so that's good.
That's pretty good. But this is not an
easy one. Spy the Lie is tough.
It's not an easy one.
All right. Thank you for everything you do over at Texas A&M University. Once again, if they need to get a hold of you on the headshot thing, what's that, how they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just go to bunchphoto.com and hit the contact button.
Mm, all right.
Make it easy.
Very important for you to have an image out there that is professional so you can get that rewarding career job that you want along with your education.
And businesses, check them out.
Yeah, and check out Texas A&M University, Texarkana,
yeah,
to further your career.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
All right, more of the best of most countries coming up as we roll through this Friday morning on The Pig.